render unto Caesar or the king what belongs to the king,
and to God what belongs to God. Our Lord was aware of their malice, their hate for him. They thought they had the perfect situation, the perfect trap. Notice the Pharisees came with the Herodians. Why them? Because they were part Jew, but part loyal to the Roman government. The Holy Land, Israel, Palestine, was occupied by the Romans, and they paid their army from the taxes collected from the Jews. No Jew wanted to pay tax. We don't like to pay taxes, full stop, but to pay taxes to keep this occupied force in your own country caused tremendous acrimony in business. And if you refused to pay taxes or incited others, you could be arrested by the Herodian guards. And so they had the perfect case. If Christ said, don't pay the taxes, we arrest him. If he says, do pay the taxes, he's hated by the Jews. Human knowledge pitted against divine wisdom will always fail. So our Lord says, give me a coin whose head is on the coin. It's Caesar's, the Roman emperor. Well, give it back to him. It belongs to him. They thought they had an either-or scenario. Christ teaches them it's a both-and. Give to the government what belongs to the government. Give to God what belongs to God. It's the two that go together. And on this Mission Sunday, we think about how we are missionaries, and the two must go together, both and. We're concerned for their bodily welfare, but also for their spiritual welfare. As I'm speaking, I'm sure more missionaries, Christian missionaries, nuns, doctors, are going to Western Africa, to Ebola, where that disease, like the plague, is spreading. We don't hear much about the unsung heroes, the people behind the scenes, the missionaries on the front line, who are working there for not money or gain, but for the love of God among those dying. Bear that in mind next time you see footage of Ghana or Western Africa where they are suffering so much that there must be many nuns behind the scenes working day and night for such people. We've always had missionaries in the church concerned with physical well-being and our spiritual well-being. In the West, we need more spiritual missionaries than physical, bodily missionaries. And the best way to be evangelistic or to evangelize in the West is through the family. Hence, we take great delight in the family, the Slee family, being here today, the Pavlik and the Slee family, on the baptismal day of their daughter, Eleanor, because she is going to grow up in a missionary church in the West. She will have to be, as we all are called to be, missionaries. It's our vocation today that begins with baptism, that what we have received, we pass on to others. It's not an either-or scenario in the world. It's a both-and. We live in the world, but not of the world. We seek to evangelize body and soul of those in our midst. Sometimes people in the church confuse the politics of the church with the church itself. We're seeing much rhetoric, much political agitation regarding the synod in Rome at the present moment. And I'm sure the same thing happened during the Second Vatican Council, the real council, and what the media portrayed the council was saying. The only difference between 50 years ago and now is that the media is far more invasive and persuasive in what they put across, because of our iPod this and our iPad that, and the means of communication that's just so social and not so sacred. So bear that in mind, the real agenda hasn't yet come out, and I'm sure Pope Francis will sort things at the end of the day. Meanwhile, don't get caught up in the politics. Some priests in South America, Latin America, get caught up in the politics of social justice and don't realise they're not meant to get into political positions or run for political parties. Although social justice issues are important, it's not the clergy's role. It's not our job to do that. And hence they confuse, it's an either or with both and they do too much. The church calls them back from being political leaders. You meant to be prayer leaders instead. One person, however, who managed to pull around society and did much good at a social level and at a spiritual level was John Bosco. We forget that great evangelizer and missionary who died in 1888 and the impact he had on the world. He set up what we call today our modern TAFE courses or tech colleges. He saw young men being caught up in the Industrial Revolution and entering into slave factories, farm factories, where they'd go in at the morning, leave at night, and they were nothing more than a piece of apparatus, a utensil, a cog in the machine. He said, no, they deserve more. And set up his institution that became known as the Salesians that spread rapidly to all five continents. It was his vision, his ideal, that came from his background. Remember, Don Bosco, John, was fatherless, but would become a father to thousands, hundreds of thousands. He who was an only child would adopt children wherever he went. And although he didn't have the ideal background, his mother made up for it. I put on the bulletin a little piece regarding the parents of Saint Therese, doctor of the church, mystic, who died in holiness at the age of 24. She was only who she was because her parents were holy. They passed on to her what they had received. And it was vibrant, it was real, it was God-made. She was a missionary and is the patron saint of the missions. Why? Because of her prayerfulness that she learned from mum and dad. And it's rightly so that they too are saints in heaven. I wonder if time passes, the mother of John Bosco, and she homeschooled him most of his life, that she too one day may be a canonized saint. Because he received from her much insight that then he transmitted and used as a missionary for body and soul, physical and spiritual well-being of children throughout the world. He's one person who reminds us that the mission is not merely in Africa or Asia, but wherever we find people in need. On this Mission Sunday, therefore, let us think about what we are doing and how we as families can pave a way in our future, the future of Australia, by being missionaries of body and soul for those in need here back home. Praise to Jesus Christ.